Chapter 19. No Rest for the Righteous read a placard on the wall near the canteen and soda machines. At 5:50 that night, we were called back to the conference room on the fifth floor. The same august group as before. Some of us were guessing that the Bureau had finally been contacted by whoever was responsible for the bombing of Sunrise Valley. Others thought this might have to do with the missile thefts from Kirtland. A few minutes later, half a dozen agents from the CIA arrived, all in suits with briefcases. Uh-oh. Then came a half dozen hitters from Homeland Security. Things were definitely getting more serious now.
"This is getting inky,"
Monty Donnelly whispered to me.
"It's one thing to talk the talk about interagency cooperation, but the CIA is really here."
I smiled over at Monty.
"You're sure in a good mood."
She shrugged.
"As General Patton used to say about the battlefield, God help me, I do love it so."
Director Burns entered the room precisely at 6. He walked in with Thomas Weir, the head of the CIA, and Stephen Bowen from Homeland Security. The three heavies looked extremely uneasy. Maybe just being there together did it, which succeeded in making all of us nervous, too. Monty and I exchanged another look. A few agents continued to talk, even as the directors took their places in front. It was the veterans' way of showing that they'd been here before. Had they? Had anyone? I didn't think so.
"Can I have your attention?" Director Burns said.